Decades before phosphorus levels in Lake Champlain and nitrogen levels in the Connecticut River were making headlines, scientists were raising concerns about acid rain, and they started doing something about it. And as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, now they have a treasure trove of data that could prove useful.
I'm just rinsing the bottle right now.
In the 1980s, scientists with the Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation started taking samples of water from acid-impaired lakes and ponds and tracking all sorts of data. And they've been doing it ever since. These days, it's Rebecca Harvey's job.
What we're finding is that acidity is a really complicated issue, and recovering from acid impairment is really complicated. What's been really astounding is that we can show with our data set the effectiveness of the Clean Air Act and its regulations on emissions. So the Clean Air Act regulates air quality, but we're seeing the impact in the quality of our streams.
The Clean Air Act put emissions restrictions on coal-fired power plants, which were identified as a major cause of acid rain. Remote, high-elevation ponds and lakes were among the most affected water bodies in Vermont. Harvey takes samples from a dozen of those out-of-the-way lakes and ponds, including Hardwood Pond in Elmore. This time of year, she straps on cross-country skis to get there, traversing a field, then down a wooded trail to the outlet stream, where she takes her samples when the pond is frozen over. Harvey samples year-round, but she says this time of year yields particularly valuable data for the state and the Federal Environmental Protection Agency.
And we have committed to the EPA, because this is an EPA-funded program, to come out three times in the spring to try to catch that acid shock. So that time when the snow is melting and all of the acid content in the snowpack is melting and releasing its acidity to the pond and also all of the brooks and the waters downstream.
Now, it's an issue for a lake itself. If the pH changes substantially, it has impacts on the fish and other aquatic life in the lake.
That's Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Emily Bodecker. She says they specifically choose to test lakes that are in very isolated locations.
And these 12 lakes in the state are really only influenced by what's coming in atmospherically and changes in climate. There's no development around, there's no logging, there's no roads. So that gives us a very good opportunity to clearly measure what are the atmospheric pollutants that are coming to us from other states.
And it also gives scientists long-term information on Vermont lakes and ponds that aren't affected by runoff of farm fertilizers, road salt, and other pollutants.
So having long-term monitoring is really key to proving the results that we're getting, either here with acidification of our lakes and atmospheric deposition, or with the other major initiative that we have to address phosphorus pollution in our lakes.
And back at Hardwood Pond, as scientist Rebecca Harvey packs up her instruments, she says she's impressed with the foresight of the scientists who came before her.
To think of starting this program 40 years ago, I just think it's amazing to have that idea, to say, you know what, we got to start collecting these data and measuring the water quality so that we can track how things are changing with time.
And Harvey says the more they study water quality, the more questions arise. Fortunately, 40 years of data is on the books to help answer some of those questions. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.